Karunyaya, an invitation to the truth. According to the Quran, the dominion of the morality of Islam over the world is an obligation. In many verses of the Quran, Allah promises the dominion of the morality of Islam all over the world. The promise of our Almighty Lord is true, and Allah never fails to keep His promise. Those who believe in Allah also believe that Allah's promise will absolutely come true. Because our Almighty Allah gives the news of the dominion of the morality of Islam over the world and promises it, what befalls to sincere believers is to pray for its realization by heart, demand it and strive for it with all of their might, believing that morality of Islam will reign, and making effort for the realization of this blessed event is obligatory for every Muslim who abides by the Quran. In one verse, our Almighty Allah says, Allah has promised those of you who believe and do right actions that He will make them successors in the land, as He made those before them successors, and will firmly establish for them their religion, with which He is pleased and give them. In place of their fear, security. They worship me, not associating anything with me. Any who are unbelievers after that, such people are deviators. Some other verses in which Allah promises the dominion of the morality of Islam over the world are as follows. Allah has written, I will be victorious, I and my messengers. Allah is strong, almighty. They desire to extinguish Allah's light with their mouths, but Allah will perfect His light, though the unbelievers hate it. It is He who sent His messenger with guidance and the religion of truth to exalt it over every other religion, though the associators hate it. They desire to extinguish Allah's light with their mouths, but Allah refuses to do other than perfect His light, even though the kafirun detest it. It is He who sent His messenger with guidance and the religion of truth to exalt it over every other deen, even though the associators detest it. Allah confirms the truth by His words, even though the evildoers hate it. Those before them plotted, but all plottings belong to Allah. He knows what each self earns, and the unbelievers will soon know who has the ultimate abode. We destroyed generations before you when they did wrong. Their messengers brought them the clear signs, but they were never going to have faith. That is how we repay evildoers. Then we appointed you after them to be the successors on the earth, so we might observe how you would act. That those people of pure natural belief in Allah, who do not associate any partners to Him, will be the inheritors of this world is a divine law which is stressed in many verses of the Quran. We wrote down in the Psalms after the reminders came. It is my servants who are righteous who will inherit the earth. We will leave you the land to live in after them. That is the reward of those who fear my station and fear my threat. They asked for Allah's victory, and every obdurate tyrant failed. Moses said to his people, seek help in Allah and be steadfast. The earth belongs to Allah. He bequeaths it to any of His slaves He wills. The successful outcome is for those who fear and respect Allah. They said, we suffered harm before you came to us and after you came to us. He said, it may be well that your Lord is going to destroy your enemy and make you successors in the land so that He can see how you behave. We destroyed generations before you when they did wrong. Their messengers brought them the clear signs, but they were never going to have faith. That is how we repay evildoers. Then we appointed you after them to be caliphs on the earth, so we might observe how you would act. Rather, we hurl the truth against falsehood, and it cuts right through it, and it vanishes clean away. Woe without end for you, for what you portray. www.harunyaya.com